In Jewish tradition, fathers taught their sons a trade to ensure they could provide for themselves and their families. This practice emphasized the importance of work and self-sufficiency. The Talmud, a central text of Rabbinic Judaism, states that a father who doesn't teach his son a trade teaches him to steal. Fathers usually pass down their own trade to their sons, giving hands-on training and apprenticeships from an early age. This method made sure skills were learned well and kept within the family. Paul's father might have belonged to a guild of craftsmen who oversaw tent making in Tarsus. Unlike today's canvas tents, the materials used were commonly found in Tarsus and the surrounding region. The most common material was goat hair, especially for larger and more durable tents. Goat hair was spun into a coarse fabric that was water-resistant and great for outdoor use. Leather from tanned animal skins made tents more durable and weather-resistant, or was used for specific parts of the tent, like reinforcements and fastenings. Linen was also used for lighter, more portable tents, but it was less common due to its cost and being less durable compared to goat hair and leather. Paul's skill in tent making was crucial for his missionary work. It allowed him to support himself financially and not be a burden on the communities he served. Some key instances where Paul used his tent-making skills include Corinth. In Acts 18:1-3, Paul stayed with Aquila and Priscilla, who were also tent-makers. Paul worked with them while preaching in the local synagogue. This arrangement allowed Paul to finance his stay and mission in Corinth, Ephesus. Although not explicitly mentioned, Paul likely continued his tent-making trade while in Ephesus, as he spent a significant amount of time there, Acts 19:1-10. This would have supported him during his extensive missionary activities. Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians 2:9 and 2 Thessalonians 3:7-8, Paul mentions working night and day so as not to be a burden to the Thessalonians. While he does not specify tent making, it is reasonable to assume he used his trade to support himself. Paul was committed to being self-sufficient and wanted to preach the gospel without relying on financial support from the communities he served. This practice also allowed him to connect with local craftsmen and workers, providing more opportunities for evangelism. Blessings.